This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind. We have a full hour of open phone time. Anything that's on your mind, a few texts to get to that have come in before we had a chance to get to them. So we'll do that. We'll also welcome your calls on anything and everything. On the program this morning, you can call 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Okay? You can also text Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. There he is, right there on your screen. If you're watching at our Facebook page on What's on Your Mind or at frankspeech.com or our websites, you can see Todd, the Radio God, in addition to hearing him. Kevin Flynn is there as well. Look at them both, smiling faces. Yes, there they are. Smiling, happy faces. Todd, you can text at 226-8503 and me at 367-2054. There you go, 367-2054, okay? Nice and slow again. Todd, 226-8503. Me, 367-2054. What's on your mind today? Answer that question by picking up the phone and give us a call. Sometimes people say, isn't the show called What's on Your Mind? And we say it is. They say, well, I don't get enough of a chance to get in on What's on Your Mind. Well, here you go. Now for the next hour, speak or forever hold your peace. What's on your mind? We want to know. We're brought to you today on this fine Monday, start of a new week, by PetroServe USA. And Mondays are a great day because if you go to PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores, Mandan to the west, also in Bismarck across the Capitol, as you travel on 94, you'll find them in Valley City, exit 292. You'll find them at Castleton, a couple locations there. You'll find them in West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, Glendon. You'll find them up I-29, Harwood. You can go Valley Dairy Stores in the Northern Valley over to Bemidji for a PetroServe USA. You're going to find them down in Wahpeton. A lot of locations for PetroServe USA. I'm sure I forgot a few. But today, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience at these locations. Glendon, Minnesota, Beef Tips. NP Avenue, downtown, Swedish Meatballs. 12th Avenue and I-29, Goulash. Salisbury Steak, West Fargo, West Main Avenue location. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood today. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood today.
Can that ever be a bad thing?
Never.
I don't think so.
Have I had a bad Tater Tot Hot Dish meal?
Nope.
All these things are done perfectly. Valley City Beef Tips and Gravy or Scallop Potatoes and Ham. Great, great fun. On the way to a wedding on Friday, my wife says, what do you suppose is for lunch in Glendon today? I don't know. Let's find out, honey. Let's find out. And funny little story I'll share with you. We were at a wedding this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. And we were the host couple, so you don't have time to eat when you're the host couple. You're dismissing tables and taking care of things. And our neighbor girl, one of the neighbor girls, got married. And this was the first neighbor girl kind of in the circle of our kids who got married. So it was kind of like a family wedding, you know. And Maria Slutty became Maria Rue. Christian and Maria Rue got married this weekend in Perm. So the night ends after this fabulous wedding and everything, perfect weather, the whole deal, was at the Lakeside Country Club in Perm. And gosh, they do a nice job there at the Perm Golf Club. Unbelievable. Course is phenomenal. The clubhouse is really good. I know a lot of good hard work has gone into that over the years. Thanks to Kenny Nelson. And so many other, Bob Johnson's another guy I know, but for years in Perm, he and a group of folks, Kenny Nelson just led a group of his buddies together that just kept propping that place up, and now it is just zooming, just taking off, which is really great. Perm's just a fun little community. Anyway, one thing about small towns, late at night after a wedding, there's not much open, right? We hadn't really eaten, and we're kind of a little hungry, so we're going to go grab a bite to eat.
Yep.
And you'd think you could maybe go to a little pub, and they'd have like a little pizza at midnight, 12:30, right? No such luck there. All through town, not a restaurant open. And so we hit a little sunny store there across just past Highway 10 there. And our choices were Deli Express or Deli Express.
Here you go.
And we almost needed an emergency room visit about the middle of the night after the Deli Express. So
I like their chuck wagons, though. It's a good sandwich.
Be careful. I don't know if it's the MSG or what, but woo.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at is they're not PetroServe USA.
They're not.
They're not home cooking. They're not
scratch kitchen.
Grab and go convenience. They're not. They got a reason they can stay on the shelves for a lot of years, so just be careful. Anyway, long way of telling you, PetroServe USA is home cooking, grab and go convenience always at PetroServe USA and Valley Dairy Stores. Okay. Telephone number, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Hey, Scott, says a texter, are there any plans to have the insurance commissioner on the show? We were victims of one of the 10-inch downpours, and the insurance company won't stand behind their policy. Super producer Chris Larson, are you with me, sir? Mr. Chris Larson. I know he is.
I'm here.
Would you call John Gottfried, who is North Dakota's insurance commissioner, and see if he'd have a few moments to join us on the show and talk about a crop insurance issue?
Sure will.
Okay, good. Now, I know those are governed by, it's sort of, it is part of the Risk Management Agency, which is part of USDA. And so there is a federal element to crop insurance, but there is a private partnership, so I'm not sure what the regulation factors are there, but we can ask John for you and try and get an answer. We'd love to be the answer people here today on the program, okay? Let's see here, what else? Regarding people asking you about COVID shots, you are not only protected by privacy rights, but be educated on the HIPAA laws, which protect you of sharing any medical information, says a texter. Good advice. You know what HIPAA stands for? Health Information Protection
Act of America.
Privacy, yeah. Health Information Privacy Act of America, something like that. I'll make sure. We'll find out exactly what it is here. But HIPAA was a big thing pre-COVID and a very serious thing, right? I mean, your health privacy is your health privacy. Not everybody can know. That's Health Information Privacy. There's a whole website about it. And the rules of it are the privacy rule, the security rule, the breach notification rule. And this is in the Health Insurance Accountability Act. Very, very strict stuff. Until COVID. And like many things, COVID said, no, the government wants to know. You've got to have a vaccine card. You've got to have all this other conversation with your employer, with other people. How about my favorite was going to a hotel, and the hotel clerk had a mask on, so people in the lobby didn't. And they were being polite, the guests. Okay, what are the rules here at the hotel? Do you require a mask? Do you not require a mask? This, of course, was this summer, but it was out east. So there you go. And the clerk at the hotel says, have you been vaccinated? Well, that's not a question you can ask under HIPAA laws. And these people feel, oh, yeah, I've been vaccinated. Oh, yeah, I've been vaccinated. Oh, yeah, I've been vaccinated. Well, then you don't have to wear a mask. Oh, now we're asking people. I think the Privacy Protection Act is there for a reason. As the listener suggests, you're protected by those rights. Be educated on the HIPAA laws. It protects you from sharing any medical information with your employer or with anybody. Good sound advice. Texter says crop insurance is a form policy. A farm policy, rather, not crop. All right. Thank you for that. Much appreciated. Other texts and comments welcome here as well. Texter says, hey, I ordered up a few Charlie Kirk tickets and then have invited friends to go. What other events will be happening that night, or is it just Charlie? All right, this listener is asking about an event that is happening on Wednesday night in Fargo at the Avalon Event Center. You may remember Charlie Kirk was in Bismarck earlier this year for the folks from the North Dakota Conservative Advocates. They used the appearance of Charlie Kirk to announce a new entity in North Dakota, which was Conservative Actives, North Dakota Conservative Advocates, what I'm trying to say. And the NDCA group, Brian Charlie Kirk, packed the Bell Mayhews Auditorium in Bismarck, downtown Bismarck. Fabulous evening, and really give me a sense of the popularity of Charlie Kirk. Now Charlie Kirk is our replacement on two of the stations you hear What's On Your Mind on, for Rush Limbaugh, and he's coming to Fargo. Why is he coming to Fargo? I'll tell you about that when we come back. Answer this listener's question and welcome others today on the program. More after this, 16 past the hour, full hour of open phone time. Call us at 258-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
In need of grain storage, but steel prices have you feeling overwhelmed? Attention farmers, Gateway Building Systems is here to help. Limited rock solid bins in stock, offered at free steel pricing. But don't wait, act now. Save over 40% with these discounted rates. Gateway Building Systems is the number one rock bin dealer in the U.S. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Kinder Care, where they use innovative, meaningful ways to make their care person center. The mission is providing a safe, real home environment for your loved one by revolutionizing the definition of assisted living. So while they are assisted living, it's very different than what you think of assisted living. They're more than just a building, they're family. because they have two assisted living homes for their residents, a 10-bed unit, and another 12-bed unit, modern, nice, homey, sit right next to each other on about 3 acres of land in a beautiful, quiet country setting just on the western edge of West Fargo. They also have companion care there. They have adult day services. They also provide in-home care, and it is wonderful, really wonderful. Peace of mind, great home cooking, family atmosphere. When you're away and wondering how your loved one is doing, they're sending you, you know, photos and FaceTime calls and, you know, just become really members of the family. We've talked to people who have loved ones there, and they say, never, never, ever we found anything like this before, and we've been to other places. It's just not worked. This is the perfect model. KinderCareFargo.com for more information. KinderCareFargo.com. You can also call or text Melanie for a tour today. It's 701-261-3246. Okay, to answer the Charlie Kirk question, Charlie Kirk will be in Fargo on Wednesday. He's here for two events. One event is to help launch another grassroots activist organization, similar to North Dakota Conservative Advocates. That is a group of folks that are lending your voice, getting people more comfortable with meeting their legislators and understanding what policy is happening at the legislative level and affecting them. The group that we'll be launching on Wednesday night is called Freedom Matters USA. This is a product of a number of folks that got together after the election and just said, now what? We were part of a Tea Party movement to bring about change in this country. We were part of the MAGA movement, and now we feel rudderless. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to organize. And a lot of times that happens sort of quickly and in a vacuum. This Freedom Matters USA effort has been fun to watch organically unfold because they've said, look, we don't want to reinvent the wheel. There's other groups and organizations that are out there and doing these things. Let's just be the conduit to kind of bring everybody together. And so the effort was undertaken to bring the Center of the American Experiment. You know about them as listeners of this program because we talk with John Hinderrocker often. Most recently, they were very active in the awareness phase of critical race theory. Critical race theory wasn't even a thing, a term we heard about more than a year ago, right? I think Charlie Kirk has been talking about this since January. I first heard the word in March, and like, well, what's that about? I read a Wall Street Journal article about it. And here we are in July, and the National Education Association is blessing it, saying this must happen. And if you do any kind of just basic research on critical race theory, you'll find that it's racist in its simplest form. It is a viewpoint that there's white privilege. That's racist. That's not, hey, the golden rule. We treat each other like we'd like to be treated. We're all created in the eyes of God equal, right? All of us. Every single one of us. No matter our race, color, creed, equal in the eyes of God. These are justice warriors that are trying to right past wrongs, and they think justice belongs to them. So that's an example of the kind of good work that the Center of the American Experiment does. They do it in a great wasteland now of the Twin Cities, fighting constantly in the Minnesota legislature, who, by the way, recently said, you know, World War II, World War I, Vietnam War, let's bounce that out of schools, and let's replace it with transgender studies. Let's replace it with all kinds of woke things. Minnesota legislature debated it until the Center of the American Experiment said, no mas, wait a minute, hard stop, can't happen. Did it not at least pause? It's not over yet, but the fight paused at least in Minnesota. So we see a group like that doing good work with 18 folks, but a $5 million a year operation. They buy billboards to support our law enforcement. They buy radio ads to gather more folks. They hold events, and they study these things and put out good information to give you facts to take to your legislator or your member of Congress to get you involved. We want to bring them to North and South Dakota and more active in western Minnesota. And so we said, there's an organization we believe worthy of our efforts. So that'd be North Dakota Conservative Advocates, same thing. There's other groups out there. Charlie Kirk has Boycott, another one called Second Vote, as an example. And these folks help you take your hard-earned money and decide when you invest it in anything, whether it's, it could be a mutual fund or it could be, you know, where to buy household goods, and do it with people of like mind, not support people that take the profit from something you buy and then put it into a woke machine, right? Todd just choked on his coffee when I said woke machine there. Unfortunate timing on the sip of coffee, Todd. When I, yeah. Woke machine.
Spot on.
So the idea behind Freedom Matters USA is to put legs of these stools together and ultimately stand up defense amongst people of like mind that support this. One other group that will be announced on Wednesday night is the Center of Journalistic Integrity. Radical, radical idea that says journalism should be journalism. I know, crazy. Journalism should be that. What's the facts, ma'am? Journalism is not that now. Journalism is an agenda. Journalism has been exposed as being, especially the corporate fake news that is out there, that, you know, nothing to see here with Hunter Biden's laptop. But by golly, if Don Jr. sneezes, we're going to take him down.
Right?
Literally. Have you guys heard about Hunter Biden's art sales now?
Oh, yeah. Picasso? Hannity calls him?
So Hunter Biden is selling what looked like paint-by-numbers garbage for zillions of dollars.
Yep, and he sold a couple.
And you don't know who buys them.
No.
And you don't know what they get for it besides this crappy art.
Money laundering.
You can't make it up. You can't make it up, folks.
Good point.
So my point is this. If there was actually a real journalistic, you know, true journalism, okay, we need to know more about this. We need to know, well, why is there only one news organization, the New York Post, writing about what's in his laptop? When he literally is talking about in his laptop how much money goes to Pops, how much he has to pay for Pops, and people like Louis Freeh, the former FBI director, going, hey, I want to give you $100,000. How do I do it? Can I give it to your kids? You got some foundation? And by the way, I'd like to do some work for your dad. All in his laptop, one news organization reporting on it. The New York Post. I kid you not, folks. So the Center of Journalistic Integrity, too, will be announced. We are looking for donors to support all of those efforts. And we've had donations of 500,000, 100,000, enough to say, all right, something's here. Center of the American Experiment, begin the transition, move to North Dakota and South Dakota. Okay? And all the way down to $10,000. So we are thanking those donors and welcoming others at a special dinner. It'll take place 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. If you'd like to go to that, if you're worthy, that organization's worthy of your hard-earned dollars, send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com. Or if you'd like to just meet Charlie Kirk and be part of an evening with Charlie Kirk, a $25 ticket for the 8 o'clock event available at eventbrite.com. Just search Charlie Kirk. Calls when we come back.
Hi, Stacey Bosser, People's Home Equity Mortgage. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer or a homeowner ready to upgrade, meet with your lender before you start shopping. There are new rules in place as a result of COVID. The buying market is tight, and you want to get pre-approval ahead of time so that you don't lose out on that home that you want. Stacey Bosser, 701-261-8359, or peopleshomeequity.com/StaceyBosser, NMLS number 1908175.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The head of Haiti's National Police announced Sunday that officers arrested a Florida man accused of masterminding the killing of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. Dan Narafi reports.
A Florida-based doctor has been arrested in the assassination of Haiti's president. Haitian-born doctor Christian Sanon was arrested Sunday, accused of being a key figure behind last week's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said Sanon recruited the group that stormed the president's home and shot he and his wife. He added that Sanon planned to take power following the killing. He is the third person with ties to the U.S. to be arrested in the investigation into the murder. 18 Colombian men and 3 other Haitians have also been arrested.
Officials in Florida are reporting more manatees have died already this year than in any other year in Florida's recorded history, primarily from starvation due to loss of seagrass beds. 841 manatee deaths were recorded between January 1st and July 2nd because of an outbreak of toxic red tide. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
About the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, says a texter. A lot of these are great questions today. By golly, we love it. The Bakken Rocks Cook Fest is a product of the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. It is this week. Good time to ask. I'll be in Arnagard with these good folks tomorrow. And the event started at 2 o'clock in Arnagard. There's they call it an information session, which is really, really good information. It'll start at 2 o'clock in Arnagard at the Fire Hall. That goes 2 until 4, and then 4 to 7 is the barbecue, the live music, the games and activities for kids. Bunch of Cook Fest cook teams that team up to put out. I can't even begin to tell you how good the food is. I mean, you will not leave there hungry, and it's all free. It costs you absolutely nothing. And then the Wednesday event is actually a fishing derby, Bakken Classic Fishing Derby. That is limited to 100 teams. Charity tournament open to Bakken Conservation Club members. That is always a fun event. And then Thursday is the final day of the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest in Mohall. That's right, in Mohall this year. Let me see who's all going to be in Mohall. That looks like a lot of fun. I haven't looked at the Cook Fest and information session in Mohall yet, but I want to do that. If you go to the NorthNDPetroleumFoundation.org, you'll find a link to all these details. But Thursday is Mohall. And there we go. At 2 to 4 in the Bakken Basics Information Session, Kathy Nessa, Justin Kringstead, North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Also, there is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, about a dozen different cook teams. Live music by Too Old to Stand. Games and activities sponsored by Riverbend Energy. Hosted by Gateway to Science and the Mule Deer Foundation. So a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Hope to see you there. South Dakota listener wants to talk about critical race theory here on the program. 258-0550. We ask what's on your mind. You tell us, is critical race theory a worry in South Dakota?
Well, yeah, it is, Scott. And I think what bothers me more than the existence of critical race theory is what happens when I start telling parents, well, have you ever thought about homeschooling your kids, taking them out of public school altogether if you don't get the response that you need? Well, I still pay taxes. I pay taxes whether or not my kids are in school. I don't have kids, Scott, and I still pay taxes to the schools as well. I pay property taxes just like everybody does. I would like to see I would like to see some major pushback. If people don't get the results they want on critical race theory, start pulling your kids. Start teaching them at home. That's the one way you can know exactly what your kids are going to be learning in school is to school them yourself, and I'm a pretty big proponent for that.
Yeah, you know, I think I've always said there's a special place in heaven for homeschool parents because that takes an enormous amount of sacrifice on what would be the typical family's routine, right? Kids off to school, I'm running errands, I'm doing this, I'm going to work, whatever. So you're probably going to take in less in the way of income. You're going to have less freedom as a typical parent would with their kids in a school setting. But what's more important than that? So you're absolutely right. One way to take this under control would be to say, I'm going to homeschool my kids. Now, I know some parents think that if they homeschool their kids, they're not going to be as social as they need to be. They're not going to be as interactive with other kids. They're not going to sort of realize. But again, this is something every parent needs to assess. And maybe you do sports in the local school, but you don't do the classes, whatever. You figure out a way. There's also private schools that are out there. There's charter schools being built as we speak and designed right now to take this on. So people are taking this in their own hands, which I think is great. I just think the premise of your call is right. To complain about it and not take things into your own hands is sort of like cutting off your nose to spite your face. I don't think it makes a lot of sense. On the other hand, I also think if I pay those taxes and I want to hold somebody accountable, I'm going to demand that my school that I'm paying taxes for listens to me and that I find out what's in those textbooks. And there's a lot of ways to take this on, but homeschooling is one of them. What else is on your mind today? Is that it?
Pretty much it. I was actually in Fargo over the weekend. Just took a little shopping leisure trip and had a good time.
Beautiful. Glad to hear it and appreciate the call. And our fine listeners in South Dakota. Texas says, if volunteers going door to door, then you're basically sharing your medical history with a bunch of average Joes, right? Seems like a really smart idea. I think there might be some sarcasm there. I don't know.
You think?
Yeah. Can you please ask the question, why is the state of North Dakota mowing the medians and ditches in the middle of a drought when farmers could be using that hay? Good question. It's a DOT question. Super producer Chris Larson, there's another question. One for John Gottfried and another for Bill Panos and the team at DOT.
I'm on it.
He's on it, he says, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Texas says, let's talk butcher shops. How many new ones in North Dakota? How many have closed? Why don't we stick it to the big slaughterhouses? Well, that's one way to do it. You obviously need a lot of capacity in the butcher shops to be able to make up for what the packers do, but I'd love nothing more than for us to solve another problem, that is the obvious pain point of too few packers, four major packing houses, two foreign-owned, and the price control to have there be more competition. We've talked to Doug Goring about that, the state egg commissioner, and there are efforts underway to simplify the regulation there and do more of it. Another texter says, Scott, have you noticed that now that Trump is not in office and a radical leftist is back in the White House, Governor Burgum has returned to his leftist roots, stating ND needs to be carbon neutral by some date, despite the fact CO2 is not destroying the planet. I don't know that that's the governor going to quote-unquote leftist roots. I think that is the governor recognizing what most of the industry has recognized, which many of the, you know, elected leaders in North Dakota have realized, is that with or without a leftist government, you have a lot of woke corporations right now who are caught up in this ESG race to quote-unquote carbon neutral. And you can either say, look, carbon's not bad for us, or you can recognize these people control a lot of our world. Energy exports is an example. And I think what the governor's trying to do, he's explained this to us before, and that is recognize this train has left the station, realize a lot of what we're doing already our best practices in this arena, why not get credit for what we already have done? What I think the governor didn't do well was flesh this all out with industry leaders before he was announcing it. But I think his heart's in the right place on it. I don't think there's any doubt about that. There's many, many in the industry who say, well, the last thing we need is another critic. What we need is people willing to get in the boat and row. So I think criticism is fair there, but I don't think this is anything leftist from the governor. I think it is wanting North Dakota to be recognized as a place where we can, you know, the state will be carbon neutral just based on practices that we're already doing. Investments that have been made in energy, things that already happened in agriculture, let's get credit for it. The industry's done this too with the clean, sustainable efforts that are going on in the oil and gas industry. They're doing it themselves. So I think a lot of this is happening. We're just always on defense, unfortunately. Texture says, let's say they find fraud in the presidential election 1-2 years in. Trump is president. Does he get cheated out of 2 years then? I don't know the answer to that question. I do not know the answer that if they were, say we found fraud in the election and it is ultimately taken to the Supreme Court and they say, okay, these states are all taking back what they previously certified. Because, of, like Arizona, for instance, right now, impeccable effort in going back and actually novel concept, counting ballots once they verify the ballots of the ballots. And not something on different paper or obviously filled out by a machine. What is the actual vote count? They're just doing it for Maricopa County. If they do it in Maricopa County and find enough to be wrong, they'll go to other counties. Arizona at some point would say, wait a minute, we certified wrong. They're wrong on election night. They take that to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court says, okay, one by one, there's enough states that have come in with fraud issues. We're now going to revisit this. Do they say the rest of this term now goes back? I don't know the answer. We've never seen anything like it before. On that note, Texter says, are any North Dakota elected officials attending the Lindell Symposium? Well, as you know, Mike Lindell has said, it's up to you, the listeners of this program, to invite governors and secretaries of state and legislators, auditors in counties, congressmen, senators from wherever you live to be there. So I would ask, and the more people that ask, the better chance they actually will be there. Gosh, we got a lot of text today.
You can get Amy Klobuchar to go from Minnesota?
You work on that and let us know what she says. Now, again, you could laugh or you could actually say, I'm going to do this and make her answer for it.
Well, I've tried on issues that I thought she would actually answer me on, and no, they didn't.
You don't even get an answer, huh?
I got a form letter. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're working hard in the Senate for the American people and the people of Minnesota. We continue to work hard for blah, blah, blah.
If my kids were school age, I'd be homeschooling. And I love the idea of a boycott, too. It's Charlie Kirk's effort, the boycott. I'll ask him more about that. He'll be doing his radio show here on Thursday morning, by the way, for a national audience. Isn't that special?
Very cool. Excited to meet him.
Thank you guys for letting me plug the fundraiser barbecue we held on Saturday, Medicine Lake, Montana, at the fire hall.
You bet.
Our volunteer fire department was able to raise over $600, which we donated to the Medicine Lake VFW post to help replenish their funds for their scholarships.
In your absence, we did a little free plug Friday. And
you did good.
Got a few folks plugging their events and things. And
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
Sounded like a good time.
Texter says, put cameras in the classrooms. That'll allow parents to check what's being taught in schools.
Thank you. Yes.
There's an idea.
Well, they're screaming about that now, too. Privacy.
Another texter says, we need a state-owned or funded processing plant. A big one. That's not the first time that idea's come up.
Absolutely.
Another texter says, pull your head out of your butt and admit Governor Burgum is a rhino. That's an interesting way to try and get somebody to think the way you'd like them to think. Pull your head out of your butt. Good luck convincing somebody with that thought. Right. I think the governor is not a traditional politician. That's what happens if you come out of the business world. But I think if you look at his view on taxes, on many things that he supported as governor, you find a conservative agenda there. Look at the election results.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters in Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
There's hot tubs and there's hot spring spas. They're the same thing, but they're not. Vince, hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell me what's different about hot springs.
The absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things that determine whether you use your hot tub a lot or not at all. And we want you to use it because we know when you do, you're better.
Hot spring spa is hassle-free. That's what I'd say about it. I have one. You should too. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Online at hot spring spas and pool tables too. July's here, a great month of savings at PetroServe USA. Roma Pizza, 5 for $10. The big 5-ounce bags of giant seeds are $1.39. Wiley Wallaby Licorice, 2 for $5. Great stuff. Ice Mountain Water, a 1 liter, only 69 cents. And Firewood Bundles are $4.99. Plus great daily specials like fresh baked muffins for 99 cents. 2 fresh baked cookies. Buy them, get one free. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents and much more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. For over 20 years, Schwann Buick GMC has gone the extra mile to keep you satisfied. For example, the free lifetime powertrain warranty on most vehicles. No additional cost, not only Buicks and GMCs, but late model used vehicles as well. In case you're an F-150 or Ram fan or whatever, they can hook you up with one of those. And, of course, free service loaners and so much more. Shop, click, and drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
This is Styx. Played the Red River Valley Fair last night.
Great show, I heard.
Yep. Holy buck, did you see the crowds?
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Our friend Alex and Jay were at the Chris Young show on Saturday night. It's a great crowd. Fantastic.
Yeah, all of my been following Cody Cashman's Facebook post.
Yep.
Got some great photos up. The CEO of the fair, his first fair, here, as a matter of fact, came in the middle of the COVID mess and said, no, we're going to have a big iron, actually, which was fantastic. But last year's fair obviously didn't happen, so it's just awesome to see people embracing being back out and taking in all that's great about the fair. So a lot of fun. Todd's giving away tickets for Lynyrd Skynyrd at the state fair.
Ooh, 23rd.
On the cafe.
Oh, 23rd of July.
Yeah.
Yeah. You giving those away on the cafe later today?
Can I be, any moment, you never know when. Always keep that phone handy, 24
can
hours
I be color
a day.
Exactly right.
Yeah, pick me.
Let's see here. I got a nice note from Bruce Jovig telling me that East is going to be visiting West. They do this on occasion. West visits East. They do this very well at Grand Forks, actually. And the Grand Forks Chamber members will be in Honor Guard as well. What a great idea to bring a contingent out for a Cookfest. So glad to hear it. We'll see you there. Art, traveling I-94, has a question or comment. Go ahead, Art. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the private education option. If we look at anecdotal evidence, I mean, I could talk all day just in my own extended family about the difference between the public and the private education and what the outcomes have been for the kids. But the best gold standard study out there called the CARDUS study, that's CARDUS. It's a 20-year longitudinal study that was done comparing all of the educational options in the United States, charter schools, homeschooling, private Christian education, private secular education, public education, every option for 20 years. They followed the kids and they brought out the outcomes, both educational, life success, and then if you're interested in the Christian faith, how much of a difference the private Christian schools had in their lives as they went through from school age to young adult. And in every category, private Christian education had much better outcomes in every category.
I've seen
and
that.
If you look at the income gap.
Yeah, I've seen that with the with our kids, too.
Not surprising.
It's been amazing. What else are you going to say, Art?
Well, if you look at the income gap, you know, when they talk about the income gap, it's those of lower income tend to perform worse in the educational testing that they do later in their educational career. Public education has done nothing over the past 50 years to solve that income gap. And if you look at private Christian education, they have eliminated that income gap for students that come from whole two-parent families, and they've eliminated 50% of that income gap for single-parent families.
Unless you think private education is only for, a lot of the resources that they have at the public level, very good point on your part, that they're doing with what they're doing, with less, right?
Exactly.
All the time.
And the only way we can make this change is if the parents become the consumer by allowing them to utilize a voucher system that they can take the money with their child to whatever educational system fits their family best. They've done it in Milwaukee for 30 years. And you can see there with those students in Milwaukee and their voucher system, the income gap has gone away for minorities and low income in the city of Milwaukee for the people that have taken their vouchers and gone to the private schools.
And public school superintendents with their ginormous salaries. I mean, huge. You got, what did I see the other day? One school with 40 kids at a superintendent making like $260 a year. in North Dakota. 40 kids. And, you know, they just make a massive amount of money, even in these small towns. And what do? Fight competition. And, by the way, public schools take kids that are low income, too. I don't know of any child that has ever been turned away from the John Paul II schools because their parents couldn't afford the education. People donate. They give scholarships. I mean, so even low-income kids, and they do it with a lot less resources. They do. So all good points, Art. Appreciate it. Interesting to know more about the Curtis study. A texter says, I'm a public school teacher in Watford City. I am not and will never be a member of the teachers union. I would surely invite cameras into my classroom, either announced or by surprise. God bless you. Thanks, folks. See you tomorrow from Arnagard, North Dakota, for the Cook Fest. God bless one and all. For Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.